Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Sean Williams. I am one of the producers at Gideon Media, and I play Graham and Joshua in Give Me Away. We're about to release season two, and we've never done a second season of a show before. We've been theater producers for the last 30 years, so we've always assumed that you just got to do one show and then you had to go do a different show. One of the great gifts of doing audio drama is that now people are asking for second seasons and we get to do it. But we wanted to let everybody know what happened in season one. So Mac Rogers, the writer, and Jordana Williams, the director, and I sat down and tried to figure out how we could let everybody know. But as soon as we did that, we realized that we just had no idea how to do it. We'd made the entire season. We didn't know how to tell the story any shorter. So we asked a bunch of our friends in the scripted fiction audio drama world if they could record themselves telling the story of season one, and they did, and it's amazing. So please join me, Lauren Shippen, Dan Coyce, Graham Rowat, Bob Raimonda, Alexander Danner, Julie Castle, Jeff Vandreessen, Nora Vandreessen, and Jordan Stillman for Give Me Away Season 1 Recap.
So imagine that an alien spaceship just appears one day in the Nevada desert.
Okay, just out of nowhere. Nobody knows what it was, but they heard the sound, and it kind of sounded like people were screaming inside, okay?
And everybody is rightfully freaking out. But then we find out that not only is this an alien spaceship, but the people, the beings inside of it are A, completely bodiless. They're just consciousness inside of this massive, weird spacecraft.
That in fact, the imprisoned aliens are political prisoners. They're dissidents on their home planet for their extreme environmentalist views.
Okay, so like, say you didn't really do anything wrong, but a bunch of people think that you did, and they don't like you for your politics, they don't like you for who you are, what you believe in. They might lock you up just because they don't like you. Right,
so. The spaceship is screaming because people are being tortured. Like, they're political prisoners being tortured inside the spaceship that's landed in the Nevada desert.
And one of the scientists, a brilliant woman named Brooke Harris, figures out the screams are coming from the spaceship's onboard computer.
Figures out how to save these poor alien creatures from their eternal prison torture.
The only way to save the prisoners is to move them from the hard drives to someone else's brain.
And put them inside of you and share your body with an alien mind. And
okay, so there's this guy, Graham. Graham's 50. He's kind of going through a midlife crisis situation.
He's turned 50 and his life is a mess. He's just separated from his wife, Morgan, and his daughter, Jamie, is this total chaos agent who can't get it together. His other kid is Talia, but already at age 19, they're kind of outgrowing him.
Graham has to do that divorced guy year while the whole world is going through this paradigm shift of realizing aliens are real. And all he can do is watch what happens on TV.
So while the whole world is dealing with this insane new reality that they're living in, we're focused really on Graham as he tries to get his life on track with his wife Morgan, their best friend Travis, and his kids Talia and Jamie.
It's a scientist named Brooke. She tries it. She takes one of their minds into her own mind. And so now she has like two identities, two personalities inside of her.
That's cool.
Right.
Some people don't like this, but some people really do. Some people love it. And one of those people is Graham. Graham's like, this rules. I think this is what my destiny is. I think this is what I need to be doing with my life.
So Graham finally qualifies to take an alien prisoner into his mind, what they call accepting a second. But then something goes really wrong.
So he signs up, he gets into the program, but unfortunately, fortunately or unfortunately, it's great for the plot, he gets Joshua.
Harsh, angry, super genius, radical bioweapons expert who names himself Joshua.
And there is this leader, Joshua, who's a radical, very intense alien leader. Like the kind of guy that you would want to make sure is reined in if he's going to be walking around an entirely new planet.
Who is a complete psycho, psychotic genius, very difficult to deal with.
The Democratic president who's in office at the time of this event loves the project of saving these aliens from prison. So, of course, the Republicans hate it. And so, ipso facto, does the army.
So, like, you know how our country is sort of divided a little bit, and there's two political parties? We talked about that before, right?
Democrats and Republicans?
Right. So, if right now the Democrats are the president in this scenario, right? The Democrats love this idea of trying to free these political prisoners, these aliens, right? The Republicans, though, what do you think they think?
If they're blah, blah, blah political prisoners, then they need to be, like, kept in there because they're evil or something.
Right, exactly. And plus, they're different. They're from another planet. You know, blah, blah, blah. They're bad, right? And the military feels the same way. The military is very much against them. They're scared of them.
Graham's daughter, who he has a complicated relationship with, Jamie, also tries to join the program, but she's refused. And before she can leave, the military tries to take over the base where this program's happening with the alien project.
They claim they just want to do a simple audit, but Brooke and Deirdre know that means they'll destroy the computer with all the cyber prisoners inside.
Joshua wants to kill the soldiers, but Graham stops him from doing it, so Joshua uses Jamie's body to infect all the soldiers and knock them unconscious.
And Joshua, being a bioweapons expert, comes up with a way to kill all the soldiers.
So Joshua wants to kill all these soldiers, but Graham is like, no, we don't kill people. So instead, Joshua uses Jamie's body to infect all the soldiers and knock them into unconsciousness. And Jamie survives, which is...
Jamie does survive. Everyone gets out alive, and the soldiers are forced to leave Red Camp.
But right at the very end of the season, Brooke and Deirdre drop one more bomb on us. Turns out, putting Joshua inside Graham's mind wasn't a mistake. They arranged for it to happen in secret, because they need Joshua's genius. But they need someone decent like Graham to rein him in.
Bit of an uneasy detente, and that's where we're at in season two.
Great show. I loved this show. It made me feel feelings in my heart and soul, and scared me, and was it was everything you need. Everything you could possibly need.
What about you? Would you sign up to do this experiment and have another identity inside your head?
They were nice, and they liked the Celtics, and they liked the Golden State Warriors, and no.
So if they like your Celtics fans, yes. Warriors fans, no. You were my daughter through and through.
And there's so much I couldn't even get into. That's just, there's a whole thing. There's so many characters. Liz, just get ready. It's the best. It's the best.
Yeah, imagine that a spaceship lands on Earth. And you find out that the people inside of the spaceship are political prisoners who desperately need to get out, but also maybe did like a whole revolution back in their home planet. And then the leader of that revolution gets put inside the body of your like sad divorce guy coworker. And the fate of the world kind of rests in his hands now. That's Give Me Away.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hi, we're the narrators of Midst.
What's Midst? It's very simple. It's a weird, surrealist, fourth wall breaking, reality bending science fantasy space western about a small doomed planet floating in a cosmic ocean of spooky darkness.
Upon whose alien landscape an ensemble cast of characters, including a crotchety outlaw, a freakishly virtuous cultist, and a diabolical businessman, make awful decisions and fight like hell to survive when the moon falls out of the sky and a large number of terrible things happen in rapid succession.
It's exciting, it's funny, it's scary. It's got neat sound, weird music, amazing visuals, and every episode comes with bonus content you can read and examine.
Midst is performed solely by yours truly, as the three of us narrate all the action, play all of the characters, and bend a lot of the rules about how telling stories is normally supposed to work.
Midst is pretty fun, very strange, and it feels like VR for your brain.
We believe you'll enjoy it, or maybe you won't, but there's really only one way to find out. You're gonna have to listen to Midst.